This week in Rome, mayors from more than 60 cities around the globe got together at the Vatican. They were invited by Pope Francis to discuss climate change and human trafficking. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh attended the conference, and my colleague here at WGBH Boston, Philip Martin, is in Rome to cover the visit. Philip, one of the topics the mayors discussed this week was environmental degradation, and you noticed an ironic twist to this story just walking around Rome. Tell us about that.
Well, that's right. I mean, Rome, of course, it's in the midst of a heat wave, but it's in the midst of something else, too. It's a bit of a municipal crisis with all types of bidding processes, public contracts, government contracts. And one of those contracts, of course, includes trash collection, which has been a long staple of money and resources for the mafia. And the reformist-minded mayor here, he basically decided he wanted to clean up that bidding process. But anyway, the trash collectors decided, well, you want to clean up this situation, we're going to slow things down, meaning that there's trash all over the city of Rome. That situation was exacerbated by this ironic effort to clean up the city of corruption. And this while a conference of mayors is going on, convened by the Pope. Directed at, as you pointed out, Aaron, environmental degradation. It's quite ironic.
Now, the mayor of Rome, of course, was at the Vatican conference. Was he a bit embarrassed by all this?
I don't think he was embarrassed by this. I think he's more embarrassed by his popularity, which has plummeted here in recent months because, ironically, again, of what many feel is a sincere effort to clean up the city.
Let's get back to the meeting itself. Why did Pope Francis call the meeting, and what is the connection between climate change and human trafficking?
I think one of the more unusual aspects of this meeting is how these issues have basically been discussed. This was seen as a symbiosis of concerns. The Pope, as you know, has issued several calls to action focused on the consequences of climate change. And one of those consequences, he believes, is human trafficking. Individuals who are forced from their lands, from their countries, because of climate conditions. Things are getting worse. Crops are dying. And so they're on the move. And those migrants, the Pope believes, are subject to human trafficking to get from Libya, for example, to Lampedusa, and from Lampedusa to Italy, and from Italy further north. Oftentimes, they have to enter into contracts. And what the Pope is saying is that these things are, in fact, connected. That human trafficking is, in fact, exacerbated by climate change.
So, Philip, what was the outcome of the meeting? Did the mayors agree on a plan of action?
The mayors agreed that they, first of all, will tackle problems within their own cities. This was, in fact, a strategy on the part of the Pope to use mayors to attack problems on the local level. He considered that extraordinarily important. Secondarily, they signed a declaration committing to tackle climate change and human trafficking. And the Pope basically has put it in the hands of city leaders to take a leadership role that their legislators on the federal level may not be taking and oftentimes aren't taking.
Now, as luck or maybe fate would have it, the mayors found themselves talking about a warming climate during a really hot week in Rome. How did that work out?
The irony did not escape anyone. It was quite remarkable to watch these mayors from Johannesburg and from Paris and Oslo and any number of places as the air conditioner was trying to churn out a decent amount of air. And so and this, of course, invited chuckles from some reporters to see mayors fanning themselves and talking about climate change and global warming.
Philip Martin of our station here, WGBH, speaking to us from Rome. Thanks, Philip.
Thank you, Aaron.